Johnson hits the streets of the Lone Star State to bring you the freshest in music and entertainment like you've never seen before. The music revolution has just begun, and he's here to prove it to you. He's coming to your city next, so be ready.
Astro Unicorn Radio with Smackos. Astro Unicorn Radio.
Hello, good evening or good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Astro Unicorn Radio. I'm Smuckles. I'm your host for tonight's journey through the airwaves of the internet. Now let's play some music. Or Pook, I don't know how you pronounce it in English, I think Focus. He's from The Hague. He's been making music since the 70s, and he's gonna be released on Cram Records pretty soon. And this track was called Supernova, Explosion of the Stars. I have to apologize for, there's something going on with the microphone here. I think some kind of, like, Soviet number listening station is tuning in. There's some weird bleeps coming through the system here. It's got something to do with the embassies around here. I think Gita Farwas once told me they sent in like secret code messages through the electricity network here. But I'm not sure, so hope I don't fuck up any international politics here. Oh yeah, we got a new PPU record here, so we're very happy. A new People's Potential Unlimited record from Washington, D.C. in the United States. And this is the Lonnie Gamble Band, featuring the vocals of Lisa Warrington, and it's a fucking great track. It's from 1984. Don't know where these guys find this stuff, and the track is called I Like the Way You Do It, and it's out now, or coming soon, or I'm not sure. Anyway, listen to those claps that come in later. They're crazy.
des signaux de la tour de contrôle s'allume. Et un avion disparaît dans le ciel, sans lendemain. Les lueurs striant l'horizon noir de brume ressemblent à des fantômes de lumière.
Paris-Orly is the second biggest airport in near Paris after Charles de Gaulle. And if you go to YouTube and you type in De Paris-Orly, you can see the video, which is really cool. There are these two nice people dancing before a screen, and on the back of the screen you can see lots of old French aircraft, airliners landing and taking off from around 1985. And if you look carefully, you can even see the very obscure Dassault Mercure. The Dassault Mercure is a great plane in the French avionics history, because it looks kind of like a Boeing 737, but it's one of the safest planes ever. because it flew like in its operating history, it flew 44 million passengers without any incident. So that's very, very safe. And sadly, on the evening of 29th of April 1995, the last two Mercurys in service flew their last commercial flight. But you can still see one if you go to the Le Bourget Airport Museum. That's the third biggest airport near Paris. There's a nice airplane museum there. Well, I don't know if it's nice. I've never been there, but there's a Dassault Mercure on display. You probably even can go into the cockpit and look around. Okay, enough plane spotter talk. We're gonna play a track, another track in this one. What's this called? We all raise our hands in the sanctuary. No, we are all together in Afro-Afrique.
Stop!
Astro Unicorn Radio.
Thank you.
The Zouk Machine, Apache Smacked Out Remix, and they are from the island of Guadeloupe, and Guadeloupe is in the Lesser Antilles in the Caribbean, and it's an overseas region of France, consisting of a single overseas department, and well, they make a very nice music there with how do you call this thing, steel drums. If you listen carefully, there was like a vocoder steel drum in it. We're gonna remain in the Caribbean area with a track from what's his name, Tapazuki, also known as Tapperzuki, and he's from Kingston, Jamaica. And this is not really a reggae kind of track, this is, goes more in the direction of funky disco.
yes I do. I'd rather be with you until that day we'll fly away. I just love that smiling face in the early sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
I'd rather be with you, yeah.
I want to hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be a man. I want to be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you act, and that's a fact. I want to be your number one, so get to that.
From 1974, it's OVG or OVJ, OVGE, Nobody Feels, and check out that wah-wah action, it's unbelievable. Here we go.
Fail. You can see nobody fail. grateful. You can see in the body grateful. I say you can never see in the body grateful. They will never satisfy their needs. They will never satisfy their needs. They will never satisfy their needs. They will never satisfy their needs.
Use your Goliath more, girl. Not knowing its full potential is a good thing. Seems like every time it's something new. Something new I like.
I don't know all of the numbers, though.
Feed that Goliath yours. Think about taking over and healing the world. About all the treasure and riches behind your grasp. Let it influence you to influence. Let that feeling feed you. Let it overwhelm you. So Goliath can radiate.
Let it overwhelm Goliath, so Goliath can radiate. Yeah, yeah.
Just
is the coolest man in the world. Nobody has more style than him. From the Bay Area, you heard Dance featuring Goliath. Now we're gonna do a party newsflash. Tomorrow night, Friday the 1st of October, or if you're listening in the afternoon, it's tonight, 1st of October, Friday in London, you better go to Corsica Studios, because there's a Bleep 43 party with Convection, Urban Tribe, DJ Overdose, Mariska from Belgium, her very first performance, and I'm gonna play the Franz Falkenhaus kind of ambient shit with a video projection, and you might hear a track like this. Track from New York. This is going to be out soon on the Long Island Electrical Systems record label. You might have already noticed that label. This is their third release, and it's by Steve Moore and I think also two other guys, because the press release that comes with it is not very clear. That next time they got to do that a bit more logical, because it says Lice is back with a new record by Steve Moore, the man behind Zombie, Gianni Rossi and Lovelock. So is Steve Moore the same guy as Gianni Rossi and there's another guy called Lovelock, or is Gianni Rossi somebody completely different? I'm not very clear about what's going on. Anyway, Steve Moore apparently is the man behind Zombie, who made some great albums like horror soundtrack style. He's also from the capital of Zombies, Pittsburgh. But I always thought there was some other guy in it too. Maybe that is that Gianni Rossi and that Lovelock guy. I'm not sure. But apparently Steve Moore is the most famous or something. Anyways, this record is coming out in October. It's really, really great. It's like the same style as Zombie, a little bit more Jean-Michel Jarre trance style. And this track is called Phrygia, and it just goes on and on. It's just great. Okay, have a nice weekend. And